An oil and gas expert, Senor Hossi, says Ghana's high expectation of the impact of the oil and gas will remain a mirage unless the knowledge, participation and infrastructure gap is significantly bridged and driven by the Ghanaian entrepreneur. He said, though over $1 billion has been invested in infrastructure in the sector, engineering and construction skills applied in these investments continue to rest with foreign contractors. Speaking at the launch of the first oil and gas fund in Accra, Mr. Hossi said the indigenous entrepreneur has shown leadership and ability to drive the sector, hence the need for Ghanaians to lead, Irabna Pahai reports.
The Western Oil and Gas Fund is an open-ended mutual fund approved, licensed and regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. It seeks to achieve growth in income and capital by investing primarily in a diversified portfolio of listed equities and fixed income instruments. Mr. Hossi said equity and debt funding continues to be a challenge for the industry since so much value is lost out of the economy as key sectors continue to have less local participation.
In realizing the impact of oil and gas in our very lives, if we still have knowledge and the participation of Ghanaians in the sector as wide as we currently have, I think our just good, even food is even done by some foreign players. Obviously, you realize that it's time for the Ghanaian entrepreneur to realize how well positioned Ghana is as far as we trying to set Ghana as a key hub for West Africa and refine production, distribution, logistics, whatsoever. That is very viable in West Africa today.
That was Irabna Pahai's report.